currently over 200,000 people are being vaccinated daily, approaching the government's goal of 300,000 per day. Close to 7 million people have received at least the first dose. But the fulfillment of this dream could be the tale of being so close yet so far. And vaccines activists are growing in number. This is one of them who prefers to remain anonymous.
It's fear-mongering, over and over, the same fear-mongering. We want a new narrative. They're saying the same stuff from last year. We want new narrative. We want to say, this is the solution. Only thing they say is, vaccine, 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 vaccine. We want other options, President, please.
But workplace vaccination guidelines gazetted by the Labour Department has left a window for compulsory vaccination. It enables employers to draft vaccination policies based on the kind of work an employee does, the risk of transmission they pose, and possibilities of still allowing an employee to work from home. Tipo Zana is an occupational health and safety inspector at the department.
It's up to the employer who needs to do the assessment of his or her workplace. So if they decide that for their particular type of work that they do, they are then going to move with vaccinations, then that is what's going to happen.
But unions are having none of it. Sizwe Pamla is the spokesperson of the Congress of South African Trade Unions. He insists that the constitution protects workers from forced vaccinations.
Our constitution allows people under Section 12 to have the right to bodily integrity, but also freedom of religion. So there are constitutional grounds for people to object to a vaccine, but there are also medical grounds. I mean, some people are allergic to some components of the COVID-19 vaccine.
Pamela says employers have many options.
You can accommodate employees to work outside of ordinary hours. As they are doing now, I mean, workers are not vaccinated and they are wearing a 95 mask. So you can allow that individual to continue to wear a 95 mask.
However, Labour consultant Tony Hill says where employers have no way of accommodating an employee without a health risk to others, they could be justified if they dismiss the worker for refusing to vaccinate.
Where there's a high risk of infection and transmission, that employer would absolutely be entitled to make vaccination compulsory. They would, of course, still need to go to great lengths to see whether this employee could be accommodated elsewhere.
With no test case available so far, some experts warn forced vaccinations could open a floodgate of legal challenges that could disrupt the government's vaccination goals. Tuso Khumalo for VOA News, Johannesburg.